Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh, throne of grace again. Father Yahweh, we come before you with humble hearts, thanking and praising your name for this Feast of Tabernacles. Father, we know that it's only through you that we have this blessing, that we have this opportunity. And we ask, Father, that you would help us to reveal this to the world as we go forth to share your law, your Torah, your word with the rest of the world. They don't know what they're missing, Father. They just don't know what they don't know. So we ask, Father, that you would touch their hearts, open their minds so they would receive the implanted word, that they would hear your word being taught, that they would learn of you, Father, and rejoice as we're rejoicing, as we're commanded to do in the Feast of Tabernacles. Father, we love you, and we thank you for all you've done for us. We know that your will is going to be done, and we know that many hearts are going to be turned to you. And that's our prayer, Father, that you would have people to Shuva, return to you, turn from their wicked ways, and give glory to you, Father, and thanks and praise to you for your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and his shed cleansing blood, which cleanses us from all sins. Again, Father, we thank you for bringing us to this place and the peace which passes all understanding. We truly are having a wonderful Feast of Tabernacles. And we pray, Father, for those that were unable to make it with us. And we ask, Father, that you would remove any barriers from them joining us next year. And we know, Father, that we have a lot of work ahead of us. And we ask, Father, that you would bless your people with more of your Holy Spirit so that we can go forth and do your will. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. In Numbers 14, we're going to start over there, chapter 1. Numbers 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. And why does Yahweh bring us to this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will be a prey. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? See, this is the problem with the people of this world. Instead of returning to Yahweh and asking for the forgiveness of their sins, they complain against Yahweh. They want to go back the other direction. They want to go back to the world. Verse 4, it says, and they said one to one another, let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Yahshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that spied out the land, tore their clothes. They ripped their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Yahweh, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is removed from over them, and Yahweh is with us. See, that's the difference. That's the key that most people don't understand. If you have Yahweh with you, you don't have to worry about the armies and all the other people and their defenses and all how tall and how great they are. Did David worry about how big Goliath was? No. He called him an uncircumcised Philistine. How dare you? despise the armies of the living hell. See, you should have been bowing down, basically, is what David was trying to get him to see. You don't know what you're up against. But Goliath didn't see it that way, see, because that's the way the people of the world are. They see themselves through their own eyes, and, they look in the mirror, like they say, the cars, the objects that you see may be closer than they. See, what happens is that we look in a mirror and it makes us look bigger for some reason or whatever. People get puffed up. But what you see Moses and Aaron, Caleb and Joshua, they immediately fell and tore their clothes. They were repentant, even though they weren't the ones that were sinning. They were concerned about what was going on with the people. They were rebelling against Yahweh. See? But he's saying in verse 9, only rebel not against Yahweh, neither fear the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is removed from over them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. They want to stone Moses and Aaron and the leadership that were trying to tell them to follow Yahweh. See? Satan is the one that was, causing this rebellion. See, because even when they had the core rebellion, and he was saying it's, 250 prisoners, we're just as holy as you are. But Yahweh showed them and gave them, made the distinction between Moses and Aaron and them. And yeah, they were princes in Israel. But guess what? They weren't following Yahweh. Even though they knew the name. And see, this is what happens today. You got a lot of people out there, a lot of groups that have Yahweh's name, keeping the feast all over the place, okay? Some of them teaching a lot of truth, some teaching less. But what I'm saying is Yahweh is truly blessing his people. And he's making a distinction. It says, after the second part of this verse, and the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting to all the children of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, how long will this people despise me? For all the signs which I have wrought among them, I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them and will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to Yahweh, then the Egyptians will hear, for you brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Yahweh, are with these people, for you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them. They had the cloud there. The presence of Yahweh was with them, and they still murmured and rebelled. How haughty can you get? And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you shall kill this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them. Therefore, he has killed them in the wilderness. And that's sad. They're saying Yahweh is not a good leader. He couldn't lead them to where he wanted to lead them. He had to kill them in the wilderness. And now I pray you, let the power of the sovereign be great according as you have spoken, saying Yahweh is slow to anger and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children on the third and the fourth generation. Pardon, I pray you, the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your mercy. And as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now. In other words, you've been doing it since you brought it from Egypt. Let's keep it going. Okay? Because they're rebellious. And that took a lot of gall for them to murmur against Yahweh, who had left them Well, he took them out of the greatest nation, broke them down, took them out, defeated all their mighty ones. Verse 20. Yahweh said, I pardon according to your word. Nevertheless, as I surely live, and surely as all the earth will be filled with the glory of Yahweh. See? He's telling them something that's coming in the future. Because all those men that have seen my glory and my signs which I have wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times. And have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that despise me see it. Okay? But he makes an exception. He said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land in which he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekite and the Canaanite dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn and go into the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. There was an exception made. Just two men. Caleb and Joshua had a different spirit than the rest of the people. They were faithful and did not sin with their tongues, as did the rest of Israel. Now, I've entitled this message, A Different Spirit, because we have to have a different spirit, brother, than the rest of these people out here that proclaim the worship of Yahweh. And if we have that different spirit, Yahweh is going to place these blessings upon his people that have that different spirit. In verse 26 it says, and Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear this with this evil congregation that murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, as I live, says Yahweh, surely as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your dead body shall fall in this wilderness, and all who are numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, that have murmured against me, surely you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore that I would make you to dwell in, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones that you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. But as for you, your dead body shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall be wanderers in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your whoredoms until your dead bodies be consumed in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you spied out the land, even 40 days, for every day a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my alienation. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Surely this will I do to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up an evil report against the land, even those men that brought up an evil report of the land died by the plague before Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remain alive of all of those men that went to spy out the land. And these were also princes of the tribes. Each one that went to spy out the land was a prince of their tribe. Caleb and Joshua. And Moses told the words unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we are here, and we'll go up to the place which Yahweh has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses says, why do you transgress the commandment of Yahweh, seeing it shall not prosper? Go not up, for Yahweh is not among you, that you be not struck down before your enemies. For there the Amalekite and the Canaanite are before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned back from following Yahweh. And that happens too often, brother. Okay? Too many people decide to go their own way. And they're turned back from following Yahweh, yet they think they're blessed. Okay? Oh, no, we still pray and use the name of Yahweh, and he's with us. Yet they go their own way, and they find out that when they go up before the enemies of Yahweh, they're defeated, just like these did. Because you've turned back from following Yahweh. Therefore, Yahweh will not be with you. But they presume to go up to the top of the mountain. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moses departed not out to camp. So they weren't supported by the leadership. And just like the core rebellion, they all thought they were leaders. Oh, we're princes of the people. We're going to do this. They had already decided to make a capital and go back because they had a different spirit than Caleb and Joshua. Then the Amalekite came down, and the Canaanite who dwelt in the mountain, and attacked them and beat them down even to Hormah. They were defeated. And that's what's going to happen to those that are not of the same spirit that we have. That when you rebel against Yahweh, you lose that Holy Spirit. He gives his Holy Spirit to them that obey. Now think about this. They were given a blessing. They were given this great land. They went over and spied it out, came back with all this fruit. They had grapes the size of, these huge grapes. I mean, the produce of that land was just massive. So they saw that it was a good land. But then 10 of the 12 spies discouraged the people. They brought the report back. The people hadn't gone. So you got two of them telling them, oh, no, this is a great land. Let's go. Let's do it. You know, Caleb and Joshua tell them, let's go forth. But you got 10, the majority of the 12, telling them, oh, no, the people are great and mighty and all of this. And, you know, we can't defeat them. But after, you know, Yahweh tells them, you know, you're going to receive this judgment now because you do not believe in me, then they want to go up. They got some false courage. They're going to go up and take the land. No, Yahweh wasn't with them then. And see, that's what happens when you have a different spirit. You go and then you think, well, I can do this, you know. Satan's just setting you up, and they can't seem to see it. Yahweh already gave them the command, and they decided not to go with it. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19. And we journeyed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw by the way of the hill country of the Amorites, as Yahweh our Elohim commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which Yahweh our Elohim is giving to us. It's a gift. He's giving this to us. Behold, your Elohim has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And you came near to me, every one of you, and said, let us send men before us, that they might search out the land and bring us word again of the way by which we must go up, and the cities to which we shall come. And the thing pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one man for each tribe. And they turned and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshkol and spied it out. And they took a
fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which Yahweh, our Elohim, gives to us. And I'm telling you, Yahweh has promised us a good land. He's promised us the kingdom. All we have to do is have that different spirit. We have to trust Yahweh and trust His word. You know, when you think about it, and you look at what Yahweh has done for you, each and every one of us, okay? He's preserved us through what we've gone through in our lives, each one of us. He's given us commandment to keep His covenant, keep feast, tabernacle, and the rest of the feasts. And we've committed to do so. We've tried to raise our families in that same vein and teach them the same thing. Okay? But Satan, his job as the destroyer is to discourage. He wants people to follow him because he knows he's already defeated. He's going to be destroyed, and he wants as many people to go down with him as he can. See, because that's less Yahweh has. You see? And that's his thinking. But people can't recognize that for some reason. They can't hear the voice of Yahweh and discern between the voice of Yahweh and the voice of the devil. And it's sad. If it conforms to the word, it's from Yahweh. If it doesn't, it's not. And you think about the end result. What is Yahweh trying to do? He's trying to get a people. He wants the people to become His children. He's trying to multiply Himself. Because the difference between us and the angels, He created the angels just like we were created. It's a little different, okay? But we have free will. I mean, they had a choice too, because they chose, some chose to follow Satan. A third of the angels, okay? But here with us, we're going through the temptation of this life. He gave us the first Adam and the second. Yahshua did this without the temptation. I mean, He went through the temptation and overcame it all. Okay? We are going to fall into some of those temptations. But as long as we accept Yahshua, we have the victory. We're forgiven for those little missteps. But He said, how many times did He give them? He said, 10 times. And they 10 times rejected Yahweh. After He brought them out of Egypt. Now, He's brought us through some things in our lives, but we haven't rejected Him 10 times. And this is what I want us to understand. We have to have a different spirit. We have to have that spirit that says, whatever you will, Yahweh, whatever you want, this we will do. That was the attitude of Israel. They were a rebellious people. Verse 26, it says, yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, and you murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh hated us, He has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where shall we go up? Our brethren have made our hearts to melt, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the heavens. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified, neither be afraid of them. Yahweh your Elohim, who goes before you, will fight for you according to all that He did for you in Egypt, before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where you have seen how Yahweh your Elohim bore you as a man bears his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe Yahweh Elohim, who went before you in the way to seek out a place for you to pitch your tents, your tabernacle, and fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. But these tents were a temporary dwelling. They weren't permanent dwelling for Israel. But they rebelled. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't heed. And it's sad that they wouldn't heed. It's sad that they would not heed. And Yahweh heard in verse 34, the voice of your words, and was angry and swore, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has walked upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yahweh. And Yahweh was angry with me for your sake, saying, you also shall not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones that you said should be a prey, and your children that this day have no knowledge of good or evil, they shall go in there. And to them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against Yahweh. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our Elohim commanded us. And each one girded on his weapon of war, his weapons of war, thinking it easy to go up into the hill country. And Yahweh said to me, say to them, do not come, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you listened not, but you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh, and were arrogant, and went up into the hill country. And the Amorite that dwelt in the hill country came out against you and chased you as bees do, and beat you down in fear, even to Hormah. And you returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh listened not to your voice, nor gave ear to you. So you remained in Kadesh many days according to the days that you remained there. And see, these things happen because people will not accept the word of Yahweh. When he tells us to do something specifically, we have to do it. You know, when we try to justify things, oh, we can't do that this way because of this. You know, we're making excuses. We have to be specific. He tells us to do something, we have to do it just that way. And that shows, that's the difference between those that have Yahweh's Holy Spirit and those that have another spirit. See? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. This is the chapter on the blessings and the curses. I'm going to go through this, but I'm not going to go through it all at one time because we're going to float through. We've got a couple other scriptures I want to go to. But what I want you to understand is that Moses gave these to Israel. It says in verse 1, and it shall come to pass if, this is conditional. And that's what the problem with a lot of people believe, Israel, oh, okay, we're Israel. You know, all of these blessings are ours. But it says, if, conditional, you shall listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that Yahweh Elohim will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohim. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field, and blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be When you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and shall flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing upon you in your barns and all that you put your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which Yahweh Elohim is giving you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh Elohim and walk in his ways. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. What if you call by the name of Yahweh and you're not keeping the Sabbath? What if you're called by the name of Yahweh and you're not keeping the feast day? What if you're called by the name of Yahweh, but you believe in having multiple wives? You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who believe that, okay, we got the name of Yahweh. We're there. We're it. But they have a different spirit. They're not keeping the whole counsel of Yahweh. They're not doing what Yahweh chose them to do. Even some of the young people I mentioned before, like I said, they'll come before you. You give them good advice based on the law of Yahweh. Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's going to cramp my style. Okay? I feel that, you know, the scriptures tell us, you know, we can rejoice before we come. We can have strong drink. We can drink wine. But it tells us we still can't go overboard. We can't get drunk. We can't lose control. And see, that's what they want to do. They want to lose control. They just want to, you know, party like it's 1999, as Prince said. Because, you know, year 2000, it's all over. We don't know what's going to happen. See? But we see what happened. Computers made it. In the world, it happened in 2000. Or, as I read in an email from Wayne, what was it? It was July 19, 2012. There's so many false prophets out there, and people are falling for this foolishness. And all they have to do is trust Yahweh and believe. What did Yahshua say? No one knows the date, not even me. Yet everybody comes up, put it on a billboard, oh, the end of the world is going to happen this day. And they got so many people believing that foolishness. Because, you know, everybody wants that secret knowledge. But see, we read that the other day. The secret things belong to Yahweh, but he will reveal them to his servants, the prophets. So, you know, we don't have to worry about that sort of thing. When it's time that he wants us to know something, guess what? He will tell us. Now he's going to tell us. That's Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, the secret things belong to Yahweh our Elohim, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. See, he's still keeping us in that narrow pathway. He's still telling us the way we need to go. Back over in Deuteronomy 28. He tells us that we are a holy people if we walk in his way. And the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh will make you plenteous for good in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you shall listen to the commandments of Yahweh Elohim, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, and to go after other Elohim to serve them. That was the difference between Yahshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. See? Back where I read in Deuteronomy 1, in verse 36, it says, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has walked upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yah. He didn't partially do it. He kept all of the commandments. He was faithful, which is what we need to do. See, when Yahweh tells us, I need you to do this, from the Word, we try to follow it 100%. That's one of the things we've been doing here with YPTC. We've tried to fulfill all of the covenants. That we're not picking and choosing which commandments to keep. We find new light or see something that's different that Yahweh's exposed us to. We're not going to place an error if there's error in our doctrine. We're going to make the change. Keep your finger at Deuteronomy 28. We'll come back to verse 15. And go over to Psalm 15. Psalm 15, verse 1. It says, Yahweh, who shall sojourn in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He that slanders not with his tongue, nor does evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor. One of the things that I was very, very proud of the brethren here, is that when we saw our other brethren from last year and whatnot, I mean, we greeted them, we treated them the way that we would want to be treated. See? You know, our former affiliation would have had you turn your backs and walk all kinds. You know, you don't have anything to say or do. But that's not how Yahweh did. We showed the love that we would want to be showed. Am I correct? So hopefully it will have an effect. Because they left us. We didn't leave them. See? And we pray that Yahweh will, you know, touch their hearts and cause them to see, you know, the error of their ways, we'll put it like that. But, you know, Satan still talks on a regular to people. He's whispering in the ear because when you think about it, what's the difference? What is it that we haven't changed anything as far as our doctrine other than the thing about the Messiah and when he was born. And that was one of the things that came out in Todd's teaching last year, yet, you know, it was there and it was a change. Because the scripture is there. The scripture was plain in Luke chapter 2. Okay? We have been taught in our former affiliation, like my daughter said, he was born the first day of tabernacles and circumcised the last day. But that couldn't have happened. Because the scripture shows when they brought him to the temple, he was already 40 days old. He had fulfilled the scripture of Leviticus 12:6. 7 days for a male child plus 33 for the purification. So that law of purification had to be fulfilled. And that happened. So when was the earliest he could have been born? The first of the 6 months. And why wouldn't he be presented on the holiest day of the year? Yom Kippur. And that made a lot of sense. And when I preached that, and like I said, you know, Destiny heard it. I mean, some people listen. And we have to change that even in our, because even in the article, one of our articles Bob did, that same doctrine came over from the assembly.
which has to be changed, which I'm going to make sure I do when I get back. But he says, who shall sojourn in your tabernacle, and whose eyes the reprobate is despised, but who honors them that fear Yahweh, he that swears to his own hurt and changes not, he that puts not out his money to interest, nor takes reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. See? Yahweh has a specific type of person that he is calling. And they have a different spirit. Not as the spirit of the world. Turn to Isaiah 42. Verse 1. Isaiah 42. It says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause it to be heard in the street. A bruised reed will he not break, and a dimly burning wick will he not quench. He will bring forth justice and truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set justice in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. In this manner, says El Yahweh, he that created the heavens and stretched them forth, he that spreads abroad the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to them that walk in it. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness. We know righteousness means the keeping of the commandments. And some of these groups I'm talking about have done away with Yahweh's commandments. Oh, you don't need to keep that. That's the old law. Oh, you don't need to do that. And I will hold your hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes. And that's what we're doing today, brethren, because we have a different spirit. We're opening the blind eyes so that people can see that Yahweh is the true living El. He's the real mighty one. And all these other mighty ones of the world are idols. And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. You that go down to the sea, and all that is in it, the isles and the inhabitants of it, let the wilderness and the cities of it lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar does inhabit. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh will go forth as a mighty man. He will stir up his zeal like a man of war. He will cry, yes, he will shout aloud. He will do mightily against his enemies. Many are the enemies of Yahweh because they're following Satan the devil. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1. We'll start in verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah, to the elect who are sojourners of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. We could have added there. Salinas, New Orleans, Lebanon, Marrero, you know, other places. You understand what I'm saying? According to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, the Father, and sanctification of the Spirit, to obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua the Messiah, grace to you and peace be multiplied.
Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who according to this great mercy begat us again to the living, to a living hope by the resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of Yahweh are guarded through faith to salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days, in the last time. And this is where we are, brethren, in the last days. I don't want to forget, I'll add Richmond there too. I don't want Richmond to be left out. It says, in which you greatly rejoice, which we're supposed to be doing here at the Feast of Tabernacles. Though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been put to grief in manifold trials. And we've been through a lot, brethren, in this ministry. And you think about it. If all of the people who have left YPCC were still here, we would not have a place. I mean, that place over there on the other side may be big enough. Just about the bare. Actually, it probably wouldn't be. Because we've lost a lot of people. Okay? That the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which perishes though it is proved by fire, may be found to praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah, whom not having seen you love, on whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice greatly with unspeakable and full of glory, with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, concerning which salvation the prophets sought and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of the Messiah, which was in them, did point to, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that should follow them, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves but to you did they minister these things which now have been announced to you through them that preach the good tidings to you by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, which things angels desire to look into. Even angels desire what we have, brother. You understand? Yahweh has blessed us with a different spirit. He's given us the blessings from on high to take us through to Yahshua returns. Is it going to be easy? No. This is not an easy walk. Not by far. But guess what? He's given us everything we need to attain, to make it to the end. He's given us everything we need through his spirit, to attain, to make it to the end. Turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 15, it says, but it shall come to pass, and this is also conditional, if you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to observe, to do all his commandments. And his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field, and cursed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, the increase of your cattle and the young of your flock. Cursed shall be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall send upon you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you put your hand to do, until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the evil of your doing, whereby you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence hold fast to you until he has consumed you from off the land which you go in to possess. Yahweh will strike you with consumption and with fever and inflammation and with fiery heat and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down on you until you be destroyed. Then he talks about verse 27, Yahweh will afflict you with the boil of Egypt, with tumors, and with the scab, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. Drop down to verse 36. It says, Yahweh will bring you and your king whom you have set over you to a nation that you have not known, you and your fathers, and there shall you serve other Elohim of wood and stone, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among the peoples where Yahweh shall lead you away. You shall carry much seed out into the field and shall gather a little in. For the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and dress it, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. And you shall have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive shall cast its fruit. You shall procreate sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and the fruit of your ground shall the locust possess. The sojourner that is among you shall mount up high above you, higher and higher, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you and overtake you, till you be destroyed, because you listen not to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed forever. Because you serve not Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, by reason of the abundance of all things. And you can read the rest of this at your leisure, the rest of the chapter. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Talking about Paul's faith and works. Paul says, I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness, but indeed you do bear with me. I'm jealous over you with a righteous jealousy, for I espouse you to one husband, that I might present you a pure virgin to the Messiah. Talking about a spiritual people. Paul wanted to present Israel as a spiritual people. But you understand that Paul was a Pharisee. He was raised and taught in the Torah, the law of Yahweh, and the Talmud. So he knew both sides of the issues. He knew the law and the other law. See? But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve in its craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity and purity that is toward the Messiah. What he's saying is that he believes that they're going to be tricked like Eve was tricked. See? From the simplicity and purity that is toward the Messiah. Verse 4, for if he that comes preaches another Yahshua, whom we did not preach, or if you receive a different spirit, which you did not receive, or a different angel, which you did not accept, you do well to bear with him, for I reckon that I am not a whit behind the preeminent apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet am I not in knowledge. No, in every way we have made this manifest to you in all things. Or did I commit a sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted? Because I preach to you the good tidings of Yahweh for nothing. I robbed other assemblies, taking wages of them that I might minister to you. And this is what he's telling these Corinthian brethren. And when I was present with you and was in want, I was not a burden on any man. For the brethren, when they came from Macedonia, they came from Greece, supplied the measure of my want in everything, I kept myself from being burdensome to you. So he was being supported by the brethren from another assembly, yet he was still preaching and teaching and correcting and guiding the Corinthian brethren. And so I will keep myself as the truth of the Messiah is in me. No man shall stop me of this glorying in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I love you not. He knows. What I do, that will I do, that I may cut off occasion for them that desire an occasion. You know, they make a big deal. They want to make a problem. Raising these people up to create an issue in Corinth. See? That in what they glory, they may be found even as we. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into the apostles of the Messiah. Like this one Wayne was talking about. It's supposed to be Eliah, picking dates. And Wayne saying, oh man, nobody had the truth like this one. Like I said, I didn't even go to the website. So I don't know what the man is teaching, but I know it's false. Because guess what? July 19th is coming gone. And Yahshua is not returned. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. But see, if we have a different spirit, we have the spirit of Yahweh, we can discern those that are false teachers and false apostles. Because they're calling themselves apostles. There were only 12, and now we got apostle this, apostle that, all over the place. So we know they're false. And then look at what they're teaching. Are they teaching you the counsel of Yahweh? Are they teaching that we should be here, keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, rejoicing? No. Think about where these people are coming from. For our closing scripture, turn to 1 John. 1 John. This title, the message has been entitled A Different Spirit. In 1 John 4:1, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits whether they are of Yahweh. Because many false prophets are gone into the world. By this you know the spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yahshua the Messiah has come in the flesh is of Yahweh. And every spirit that confesses not Yahshua is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the Antimessiah, of which you have heard that it comes. And now it is in the world already. You are of Yahweh, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of Yahweh. He that knows Yahweh hears us. He who is not of Yahweh does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And I'm telling you today, brethren, that the spirit of truth is with YPTC. We're going to teach you the whole counsel of Yahweh. But we want each and every one of you to accept the word of Yahweh, have that different spirit than the rest of the world, and conform to the commandments that are being taught. Because Almighty Yahweh is trying to raise up a people in these last days that are going to teach the world the love of Yahweh, which is what we're trying to do. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you continue to seek Him and do His will. May I ask Rudy to come and close with a word of prayer.
So, Bob, Father Yahweh, heavenly, we give you thank you, pray for your word, Father, that we're here today. We ask, Father, that you continue to keep our minds open to your word, Father. Let your spirit remain with us. Help us to be able to discern. We can discern, Father, if we don't turn off your Holy Spirit, Father. We need it to walk that straight narrow pathway. We know, Father, that you never failed us, because we always listen to that small, still voice. And if we continue to stay close to you, Father, we will be able to withstand all the pulls of the world, because your Holy Spirit will never let us go astray. But we have to be obedient. We have to obey your commandments. We know that you are just, and you are a jealous El, Father. We cannot look to other Elohim, Father, because you are the one that sustains and gives life. Continue to bless YPTC and bless the ones that's here. Keep their minds open, Father, to hear the word. Because these are words of life. And these are good things. Your words have never been evil, but they have been, they have sustained life, Father. And you wish that we have life abundantly. And Father, we are all on our feet. And we are all able to give you thanks and daily praise. Continue to bless us, Father. And continue to keep us under the covert of your wings, Father. Protect us. Unite us and keep us dedicated. In your Son's name, Yahshua, we give you thanks and praise. Hallelujah. Father, closing song, if I can find it. It'll be page 25. Praise awaits you in Zion.
On the other side, yeah. Go over here, click on this.